I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
This is the trouble with the holidays, Christmas shopping. You think you know what your child would like, and then they start explaining that they like... Well, maybe we can help you out a little bit this morning. We have some of the top toys that are irresistible. According to Family Fun Magazine, we've got with us Jordan DeFrank joining us to talk and a little bit of help. I know you've got the annual Toy of the Year Awards. Good morning, Jordan. Thanks for sharing some time with us today.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so what goes into determining toys of the year? What kind of things, what kind of testing is being done for these toys?
Well, I'm so excited to be teaming up with these great toy companies to be talking about five of our winners today. But as far as the testing, we actually see thousands of new toys each year, and we narrow that down to the 350 most promising. And those toys we send out to our Family Fun testers. These are real families who keep the toys for several weeks and test them out and make sure that they're going to be big hits. So they help us determine the 30 winners, and I'm going to talk about five of those today.
And so let's talk about those five. Start with
sure.
One and tell us about it. What's it called?
So to start off, we have the RV Seeing You Camper. It's part of the Our Generation line of dolls and toys by Batat. This is for ages 3 to 10, and it's $60. This is a great toy filled with lots of different ways to play. It's a 20-inch tall camper. It's got a cozy kitchenette, a fold-away bed, lots of accessories that kids love. And one of our tester moms really loved the fact that this camper was big enough for all four of her young kids to play with at the same time. So it's a really big plus for our readers. And you can also purchase other accessories with this camper, like a truck or a set of dolls, and to have the whole line.
Well, there's four sides to a camper, so everybody picks a side, and they're able to have fun with it that way, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. So next we have Bee Teepee by Batat. This is for ages 3 to 8. It's $40. And it's a beautiful 57-inch tall tent that is very sturdy, very easy to assemble. And it's big enough so the kids can really cozy up with a book or hang out with a friend. And one of the coolest features of this teepee is that it has a lantern inside that projects a beautiful light show on the inside of the tent. So another really big hit with our tester kids and parents, too, as well.
Does this have, like, a design on it, or are these solid colors? What kind of do they look to it?
A lot of different colors. It comes in, I believe, two different options. This one that I have with me today is a purple, and it's really beautiful and very cozy.
I see you also have something from Play School, a tried and true company when it comes to kids' toys.
Absolutely. This is the Showcam from Play School. It's for ages 3 to 7, and it's $60. This is actually a 2-in-1 digital camera and projector, so kids can take snapshots of their family members and add fun animations. So you can add funny hats or a beard or just whatever you want, and then you can actually project those images onto the wall. So it's a camera and a projector, and our kids really loved going into a darkened room and playing their slideshows that they created themselves.
I remember the day when Play School just had the same five pictures that would rotate through the item that you had, but now with digital technology allows you to actually be like a grown-up with those items then.
That's right. And next up, we have a toy called Batroborg from Tomy. It's for ages 6 and up. It's $80. And if you remember Rock'em Sock'em Robots, this is actually sort of a modern update on that classic toy. The kids use handheld remote-style controllers to control the robots. So you do that by punching the air, and your movements are then mimicked by the robot. So kids have a ton of fun having battles and just really, this game is a great action interactive game. And it comes with a battle arena and it's two players, a really big hit with our Family Fun testers.
How big are these robots, just to give me a perspective on that?
They're about 4 inches tall.
Okay.
And they kind of look like the Rock'em Sock'em robots, actually, so but just with a cool tech step up.
Bruce, we've got to get this. Because
yeah.
We can play in our office back here, you know, once we're off the air.
Right.
Give us something to do. You know, we need
That's
to test
great
this
for
out.
Grown-up thinking.
Yeah.
Sure. And obviously, people like to build things a lot, too, for kids especially. You have a construction company toy. Talk about that one.
We do. We have the Dino Construction Company by Educational Insights. This is for ages 3 to 8. It's $38. And this toy is great because it takes two things that kids really love, dinosaurs and construction toys, and combines them into one really fun line of toys. And the dinos have jaws that are great for digging, let's say in a sandbox excavation, or maybe in this time of year playing in the snow. And some of these dinosaurs have treads that leave dino tracks in the sand. So really big hit with our kids. And that is the five of our 30 winners.
When you look at these toys, is it all about fun, or is there any educational component as well?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the fun factor is our most important factor, and that's what the kids are really looking for. And once it passes the fun test, then the parents are really looking for the educational, the safety, durability, ease of assembly, of course, and they're also looking for long-lasting play value. Toys that kids will come back to again and again aren't just one-hit wonders.
Yeah, we want to have them to play with it on January 2nd. We don't just
exactly.
want to have it be done in that week once you give them to them. We're talking today with Jordan DeFrank, editor of Family Fun Magazine, talking about their 22nd Annual Toy of the Year Awards. You mentioned how you have over 300 toys. There's all this testing. What happens to those toys when you're done testing them? What does Family Fun do with them?
The toys that the families test, they get to keep as a thank you for giving us their input and helping us out. But all the extra toys that we get because of this program, we donate to local children's charities.
Well, that's great. And if people want to find out more about these toys or Family Fun, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, you can find the full list of toys as well as a lot of other great ideas at familyfunmag.com.
Great, very much. Jordan DeFrank, editor of Family Fun Magazine, thanks for sharing the toys with us this morning. We appreciate
it. Thank you so much.